WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas says it will release the next group of Israeli hostages as planned, resolving what had been a major dispute threatening the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. The Hamas statement indicates three more Israeli hostages would be freed this coming weekend. The final window for government employees to accept a Trump administration and Elon Musk's buyout is now shut. A judge ruled in favor of the buyout offer yesterday. President Trump calling Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war in Ukraine. He didn't talk to Ukrainian President Zelensky until after that phone call. From Southern California to the Southwest, severe weather on the way.
Flood watches are in place from San Francisco to L.A., with some areas likely to see more than 6 inches of rain. And in the Sierra Nevada mountains, an avalanche watch is in effect with up to 8 feet of snow expected. Winds could gust to 100 miles per hour.
ABC's Andrew Dimber. A driver driving a vehicle into a group of people in Munich today, injuring at least 20. This is ABC News. Today, the Senate is expected to approve Robert F. Kennedy as the next Health and Human Services Secretary, despite concerns about his stance on vaccines and other things. More health problems for the Pope. Here's ABC's Inez de la Cotera.
Con la mia bronchiti non posso ancora.
Pope Francis revealing that he is still battling bronchitis, with an aide having to read his prepared remarks for the second consecutive week. The 88-year-old, however, spoke briefly a few times and has kept his daily schedule, which included meetings at the Vatican residence. Pope Francis in recent months has also faced influenza and dealt with a couple falls, injuring his arm and chin. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Oil giant Chevron now says it may lay off as much as 20% of its worldwide workforce by the end of next year. It says it's looking to cut billions in costs. Clean energy groups now say China's ramping up production of power plants fueled by coal. They say the building of a new coal-fired plant in China is at its highest level in nearly a decade. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, new Nordic.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Clouds will decrease this morning. It'll be sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 18. Tonight, down to 7 below zero. Tomorrow, snow will kick in the afternoon with snow likely tomorrow night into Saturday. We may be talking 4 to 6 or more inches by the time everything winds down on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Home away from home. This was the drive down here. I was telling Lisa, we passed through 3 counties, and Lisa, I'm serious. You know the governor. I think he should send somebody out to drive to from Green Bay to Oshkosh and give an award to the best county that did their roads. And he doesn't have to go to Brown.
I think we know that, right?
You drive that every day. Great appreciation for you coming down here.
I thought they were all in pretty good shape. The only spot I saw that was bad was a little bit around Nina. For some reason, there was some snow covered and slippery around Nina.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I thought they were good.
It's weird when you're going through. You would expect it to be pretty much the same.
It should be.
But you can tell. There's lines in the sand as you're driving. So if you are driving this morning, be careful. The plows are out.
They started plowing. They were out there. But, safe roads. And they do have... They do have the equipment, the manpower, or I should say people power, and the salt. So it's really up to the, DPW of that county when they want to start their snow plowing. But, yeah, it was – Oshkosh was great. They win.
I thought it was great. I mean, I even thought the whole thing is – the bad part when you get into cities now, the sides, these little streets here are really bad. I went through a stop sign yesterday. I mean, legitimately went through
– Slid through?
Unlike Monroe. Coming into town, and it was just, and whatever, I just put the brake, and it just would not. I mean, they're locking up on me, doing whatever. Those are the places where it's really, when you come up to a sign on these side roads, that's got to be real careful.
Yeah.
Todd, I was telling you when I bought my car, it's rear wheel drive, and I bought it in July, and the guy's like, hey, I'm not sure this is the right car for you, because you drive a lot. I'm like, yeah, I drive a lot, but in July, you think, well, it's never going to snow.
But yeah.
I'm paying for it today.
Well, that's the thing. That's when they told me I needed new tires. Yeah. And it's like,
You've got the fanciest of all of us. Jim's got the fanciest car. No four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
No? But it looks nice.
It does. It's great. It's all style. It's all style.
Especially when it's laying in the ditch.
That's what I was worried about. Yeah.
You know, I think about when I was driving, because some people were still going. I'm one of those real cautious drivers. Like, I really want to get a feel for the road before I, go fast at all.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see. You could do a survey on, what types of cars go the fastest when the roads are sketchy. And normally, I mean, trucks for sure, not even a question. And especially if they got those dually tires, the double tires in back. But it's interesting which ones go the fastest. And I'm always shocked when people with the little SUVs, like we all kind of drive, that they're doing that. Because that seems like that'd be the most vulnerable. You hit that really bad spot and you just go flying versus some of these heavier ones. But I'm still amazed at how fast they will go when the roads, you don't really know how good they are or how bad they are.
I saw that NWTC yesterday, and there's a lot of roundabouts going out there. And you know, you have to wait for the car to come through. This car comes through, this lady, and I'm like, you're not going to make that curve. And sure enough, you know, she didn't get hurt. She just, her whole car went into the snowbank and the railing. But yeah, we just got to slow down. On what he's talking about, the people who do drive the fastest, though, are like those Ford 150s. Those pickup trucks, they're pretty comfortable on the road.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, there's no question.
I will say this,
I used to have one, and you feel indestructible in one of those.
Right.
You really do. You feel like you're driving the biggest, baddest thing on the road.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyway, we're here. And that was great. It's nice to be here. And, yeah, the roads were good. They weren't great. They were good. But you can tell, and Todd, you've said that many times, you can't tell when you're going through different counties because there is, you know, a little bit of a difference in how much salt they use and how many plows are out. But anyway,
I got behind one of those things the other day, the Briners, I think it is,
yeah,
where the thing goes all the way across both lanes. So nobody can pass. I mean, you just got to sit behind him and go, right?
It's like following a tractor.
Yeah.
You don't want to have those
with the plow out.
Combines out.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're really wide plows.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is a law because they're not supposed to lead a parade. I think it's 6 cars they have to pull over. It's 6 or 7. Or it used to be that way,
oh,
that they can't, you can't have 10, 12 cars following this guy. So it's one of the two, or it used to be one of the two.
I wish I could have that law, like on 2-lane highways, like going between Marinette and Escanaba, where it's 2-lane. And it's like when somebody, I remember when I was going up for deer season, and I counted behind me, and I counted 13 cars behind me. And I was second behind the guy going like 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's
at
always
some
fun.
Point, there almost should be, if the cops see it, it's like, hey, you got 10 cars going under the speed limit,
yeah,
because of you. And again, I'm not putting that person down because they're driving cautiously. Okay.
Right.
But I think that makes it dangerous for other people if you really do need to get to someplace in a hurry. And
well, the danger is somebody passes.
Pulling, exactly.
That's, yeah.
But I mean, they put other people in danger by doing it. Yeah. Highway 10, same thing. I would not want to be on Highway 10 today between Manitowoc and Appleton. That's a tough stretch. Same thing, and that'll be slippery.
Amen.
I mean, all these side highways like that.
But kudos to the plow drivers. That's tough work. So anyway, it's looking good. But now we don't have any snow. I got to get Brittany back on, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be quiet for a while. And then this weekend, we're supposed to get some more snow. So
did he say 12 below? Did they? I thought he said 12 below.
I think it's been below zero for a long time.
I thought that's what he said. I was just putting up.
Well, yeah, Monday, 11 below overnight.
Really?
Yep. So next week, it looks like we're rolling into single digits starting on Monday. Sunday night into Monday, and then looks like a cold stretch next
can't
week.
Can't we, like, cancel this part of the year?
Wow.
You know
that
what
is,
I mean?
It just is cold.
Just cancel it. Just, nah, we're good.
But knowing that, and it's going to snow, like, Saturday, we're going to get supposed to 4 to 6 inches of snow on Saturday. You got to get that stuff shoveled on Sunday because
it's
going to turn to ice when it's 10, 11 below or something. Anyway, all right, that's what we're doing this weekend.
That's the worst.
We're shoveling snow.
So on that bright note, happy Valentine's Day weekend.
Hey.
Can I also give you a shout out?
I suppose.
All
I
right.
Really didn't want to, but Lisa kind of let it out of the bag.
I know. Happy Valentine's Day tomorrow to everybody. But today, Todd's birthday.
It is. And it's also, check this out, Mino, it's also World Radio Day.
I did not. Why are you so private with your
World Radio Day? You're right.
On your birthday.
I just don't like to celebrate it.
Yeah.
All right.
There's people that.
You know how it is, right? Do you like celebrating your birthdays? You probably do.
Well, I had billboards. They're on all the buses. Frank's band played for one of my parties.
Mino, what are your birthdays like?
Well, you know, St. Patrick's Day, I had some pretty early ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to work them. I mean, I bet there's a 10-year span where I went live from a bar every St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow.
So you really helped last year celebrate my birthday. I like birthdays. I think it's your, like, day. So that was nice what you did for me last year. But, yeah, no, we make a pretty big deal about that in our house because it's your day.
You know, another thing with mine, it's always been a big sports day. It's just kind of like how Thanksgiving is because there's always the high school basketball tournament. There's the NCAA basketball tournament, two of the all-time great things. So I was always kind of involved with those things too. So I've never really had in my adult life where it's like, oh, we're going to have a birthday party type thing. There's always been, like I said, my greatest sporting event ever covered in my lifetime was St. Patrick's Day, 1994, UW Green Bay against University of California when they knocked them off the NCAAs. That was greatest thing ever. That was amazing. Super.
So what are you doing?
This
His birthday.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was reading. Well, I'll tell you, that whole Beckett's restaurant is awesome.
I know.
Man, they got a great menu. I haven't been there. I got to get there. That's definitely on my list.
Here's what's really cool about it, too. That was the old Park Plaza Mall, okay, right here in downtown. And it closed like all the other downtown malls, Jim. Like, what was it, Port Plaza?
Yep.
So Park Plaza closed down, but there were some other businesses that kind of went into that building, but I think Beckett's kind of turned it up a notch because they took a huge area. They've got a wedding event space, right, which used to be the center court, right? So it's kind of built for that anyway. But in the restaurant, they have, you know, in malls, how they have little seating areas normally where you can kind of just sit and watch people. They have some of those old benches from the mall, and they've got it set up as booths. Fun. So there's a lot of,
That's neat.
What would I say? Like
people watching areas? Is that...
Well, that's what it was. No, that was what in the mall.
But well, that's what it was.
Yeah. But they took those seating areas and made them into booths in their restaurant. Okay. So, and it looks out right on the water here.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. I saw some of the pictures.
And, but there's just kind of, there's like a little nostalgia with it.
I think that's awesome. What's the big round buildings? Are those senior citizen homes? Because they remind me of the Bob Newhart towers from the old Bob Newhart show in Chicago. I always wanted to live in a place like that.
Yeah, there's different types of residents in there. I think some of them might be a little bit older. Some might have some special needs and things like that. At least they were at one time. So,
but Oshkosh, you guys, it's going to be fun to get we got somebody coming in from the, not Oshkosh Times, what's the name of the paper here?
Oshkosh Herald.
The Oshkosh Herald.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot going on here. And, you know, I'm a bit advocate of redevelopment. So, and you've got a lot of opportunity here. So I think it's great.
It really, I mean, even today when I wasn't lost. I was just misdirected.
Not at all lost.
I was not lost.
No. Nope.
I was not lost. I was, like I said, I was misdirected a little bit. But you know what? It's hard. You know what? You know what? You know, if there was an address, I would have been here.
601 South Main Street.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
Didn't know that.
I had to go back to your text from...
Way back, three times ago,
you sent that to us. But I was putting in WISS,
so
Oshkosh radio station.
Would not take you here.
I couldn't find this place. And then I was going to put in the Herd, right?
Yep.
Because that's close. Once I find that place, I could find this. But no, I scrolled back. I was going to call you this morning. I thought, no, he's not going to like that. So I...
Why? John called me.
Well, I thought maybe you were sleeping in because you only had to drive, 20 minutes?
I actually got up an hour early this morning.
Really?
Yeah. I just thought we were a lot closer to the police station for some reason.
No, it's not that far.
Not that far, but I thought it was like just one block away type thing. So
city's laid out well, and yes, anyway, it was easy to find.
Hey, there's nothing better than driving around Oshkosh after a snowstorm at 5 in the morning.
So Tori just texted in. He said, I'll be thinking about you guys from Daytona when it's 11 below here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tori. Yeah, thanks, Tori. Then let's see who sent this in. Brian said that, you got it there, don't you, John, on the screen in front of you, the text?
I'll be thinking about you in Daytona when it's 11 below.
The one above it. When I taught in...
When I taught in Neil Pit and would drive there from Shawano, there was about a quarter mile on the highway that switched counties. The plow used to pick up the blade.
Of course, yep.
Wow.
There's counties that don't like each other, and that can happen.
I understand their
responsibility is only the county line. But
so I'd probably be Shawano and Marinette counties? Menominee County?
Menominee, right.
Menominee? Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. East side, west side, pick up that blade.
Right.
You know, I have to laugh, though. When I was on one of these side streets wandering around here, a couple of cars on the road, and you see where that plow had to go around them. I bet that just, like, they clip off a side mirror or something.
I would be so angry.
Oh, man. We got a big show coming for you. We are live downtown Oshkosh. Yes. 4 o'clock wake-up call. We're here, Todd.
Love it.
Yeah.
On time.
Yeah. Back after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Downtown Oshkosh at the very cozy studios here at WISS, or maybe it's just because Lisa makes them very cozy for us when we come in.
I do try. I do try very much to make it cozy for you, just for you, John.
It's comfy and cozy.
Comfy and cozy.
Can I just one little thing? Not to be, I feel like what's his name in Curb Your Enthusiasm? We're here, Larry. Not Larry Sanders.
You know, Larry David.
Larry David. We're gonna be, hey, you're looking good. Everything's good. Just one thing. Your sugar, it's all clumpy. Uh-huh. Oh my God. And I'm like smacking, trying to make it into little pieces, and just nothing. It's nothing major. Just,
you know, maybe. Sugar does eventually dissolve, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, I just want to.
But you can put something in there so it doesn't clump up, right?
Yeah, rice.
That they did. My
rice.
Mom used to do that.
Rice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It would soak up the moisture.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Rice. Yep. So, rice goes in salt and sugar very, very well.
So, Lisa, now you don't know this because you don't work with these guys every day. But basically what that means is, Lisa, please put some rice in the sugar. Because the guys aren't going to actually do anything.
Learn the code.
Yeah, well, you know what I say to that?
We're on the radio.
We are live downtown Oshkosh at WISS. It is 12 degrees in Green Bay, 12 degrees in Appleton, 10 degrees in Oshkosh. We gave a little bit of that road report from Green Bay all the way down. Was not bad at all. I mean, like Jim was saying, they got the brine out and they got the whatever's out. They did a really nice job overnight. Today is World Radio Day, which is so ironic with it being Mr. Radio, his birthday. Isn't that amazing?
You're not supposed to mention that.
Well, it's too late. It's too late. We did already.
Oh, yeah. We already did.
Because you kind of let it out of
You kind of said happy birthday, Todd. And I'm like, is it your birthday today? And he was hesitant.
You did.
Did I say it out loud to you?
That's how I
know. Wow, so much for that hospitality.
You really think Tommy told me?
No, he wouldn't have told you. He wouldn't have. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I said it out loud.
It's okay. But we're sending him to Beckett's restaurant for lunch because, anyway, that's coming up later.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Today is Crab Rangoon Day.
I could deal with it.
Love the crab rangoon. Today is.
Do you dip it in the sweet and sour sauce?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's the only kind there is usually, isn't it? Crab
rangoon. Yeah, but you know, some people don't dip it in the sauce.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay. I have to. I love that so much.
It is Kiss Day. It is Cheddar Day. Fan of that. Tortellini Day. Prince Jackson is 28 years old. Randy Moss is 48. Randy Moss, of course, battling cancer and made it to the Super Bowl and everything.
Yep.
Went through that. Peter Gabriel, of course, was huge, 75 years old today. Stockard Channing is 81. She, of course, is in what famous movie?
Grease.
Wow.
Hey, Todd.
Did I order a little slice of attitude with my morning?
Well, you have to understand. Todd will attest to this. Grease and Grease 2. Two of my favorite movies.
Oh, really?
Despite the fact that they both are well, Grease 2 especially, very bad movies. But
I didn't think Grease 1 was a bad movie.
Well, I'm a theater nerd, so, you know, I know that it doesn't kind of go with the play.
Well,
so.
I'll tell you, I can remember, it was 1977 or 78 when that came out. And the reason I remember this, when I was working at the iron ore improvement plant in the dirtiest, dustiest, scummiest place you imagine with all these guys that are just grimy, and I remember they're sitting around one day and they all talked about how they all went to Greece the night before and how much they loved it. So that was a bunch of 45-year-old iron ore miners, and they loved Greece. There was something about that movie I thought that was transcended who or what.
It does.
But what's cool about Greece, though, you said theater. Mm-hmm. How many high schools did Grease?
Many high schools like did everybody? Grease. Like everybody.
They had cool. to tweak them, though, haven't they?
Yeah, some a little bit. It had to be tweaked a little bit. Just like Spring Awakening has to be tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started. Todd gave me this look. Don't get me started on theater.
I really
and stuff,
didn't say anything.
We lost you at Sweet Awakenings or whatever.
Oh, Spring Awakening.
Spring Awakening.
Spring Awakening. It's a anyway.
Right, hey, I'm totally impressed. You got this police report.
Yes, there and, is.
I want to hear that, but I'm just. This is why I'm impressed, because I used to get these too, but they never said, "Dear Mr. Mayor." Yours says, "Dear Lisa Hale." Like, do you have that kind of authority with the Green Bay? I mean, the Oshkosh Police.
This is Green Bay Police, and no, not really. They just put me in their mailing list that way.
By name.
By name. Yes.
Jim, it's you know, technical. It's like you fill in on your phone and you just press a button and it chooses
just
the name.
It does,
but it's going to the right person, and I just. I'm impressed.
Well, I'm glad you're impressed. Speaking of that, though, there is a fire that is happening in the Green Bay area over there at in the 1500 block of University Avenue that has Elizabeth Street closed from Elm to University. So you just might want to avoid that area. They've opened University back up.
That is an incredibly busy street.
Yeah, right University there. Was closed, too, but they've opened it back up. But
wow.
Elizabeth is
Those
closed.
Houses are pretty close to each other over there. Wow. Okay.
Could be a bad situation.
Yeah, it could be.
We'll try to keep
be.
You updated on that, right, Lisa?
Yep, right. I sure will.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
Anytime.
What else going on in Oshkosh? We're always excited to be down here.
Oshkosh is booming. I swear, I spend the amount of time that I spend thinking about what's happening in Oshkosh is amazing.
That gives the community good energy. Mm-hmm. You know, just because they're all, it's like nothing's going on here.
If
nothing's going on, then people start focusing on what's not going on. And then you got this spiral.
There's so much going on.
And every time we read about it, just even in the paper, there's a lot going on.
Yep. Chocolate Stroll is this weekend. Perfect weekend for it, too.
What's that?
Chocolate
that
Stroll?
Sense.
Don't know that one.
I'm sure Discover Oshkosh will tell you about it when they're here later, but it's, you know,
think,
a stroll.
Yeah, I don't think we will. Right, Todd?
Well, Pat is...
Pat is stuck.
He's...
But is Amy going to be coming?
We're going to try and get somebody.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, I...
Pat's blown us off.
Basically what it is... No, he's stuck. Nah. He'd never blow you off. Basically what it is you stroll downtown Oshkosh going to each individual business or whatever, and you get chocolate. It's the chocolate stroll. So
I get it. That... Gets people in there. Like, we have the wine walks.
Right. It's very similar to a wine walk, only it's chocolate.
Nice.
I have to get back to the chocolate. Kiss the kiss date. Is that Chocolate Kisses or is that Kiss the Band?
No, that's Kiss You, like Kiss Your Loved One kind of thing.
You think that would be tomorrow?
Well, they kind of spread it out, right?
Well, I would think it'd be a little bit one of those things where it's like you already got Valentine's Day, and whoever came up with the kiss thing, you know, they would want to have their own day instead of just being, you know, pulled in along those.
Eh.
Same thing with the chocolate day.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, though.
Oh, dear.
Were you that girl in school that, like, if some kids you didn't really care for, you didn't give them a card?
Whenever I gave out Valentines in school, I gave them to everybody in the class.
Okay.
That was something that my mother was very, very adamant that I do. However, when I became a teenager, I only gave Valentines to the ones that I thought were cute.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
that's why I didn't get many Valentines.
Probably not. I never got any. Yeah, I was always so jealous of the girls who got flowers
here
at school.
Here we go.
Oh, but you opened up.
This morning took a turn for the worst.
That was their dad sending them. Don't
we
get
go
too
back
worked up about
minutes
that.
In time. Lisa, always wonderful having you here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
How's the tarantula? Doing good? Snakes
doing
and everything?
Great.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Glad to hear. Bring it by sometime.
Oh, yeah. Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'll pass.
We get set a quick break. When we come back, we're talking about a phenomenal restaurant here in Oshkosh with Chris Larson. Back after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, federal monies might be in doubt for Wisconsin farmers. Governor Tony Evers looking to invest about $80 million more in Wisconsin agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And one part of the governor's proposed 2025-2027 executive budget would create a brand new program for Wisconsin dairy farmers. $1.5 million he is earmarked to create a new pilot Dairy Agriculture Resilience Investment Now grant, or DARING for short. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski explained some of the details.
The great thing about this is it's getting dollars in the farmers' hands. So if they want to make improvements, whether it's technology, whether it's equipment, something to modernize on farm, this is going to give them a little bit of help to kind of make those investments, because we know things aren't cheap. And this is a way that the state can be a partner. The governor's been thinking about this for some time because he wants to get resources in the hands of farmers to let them know, hey, we're going to be your partner in modernizing and expanding your operation if that's what you want to do. And that, you know, with the way technology moves these days, it's important to help people keep pace.
Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Ag Secretary, describing the new proposed pilot project, Dairy Agriculture Resilience Investment Now Grant, DARING for short, allowing farms to invest in things like upgrading their IT infrastructure, milking equipment, or milk processing equipment.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And yesterday, the U.S. House Committee on Education and the Workforce passed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. It's a bill that would allow for whole and reduced fat milk to again be served in school cafeterias. The vote, 24-10. That's a look at what's happening in food news for a Thursday. Don't forget, more available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Clouds will decrease this morning. It'll be sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 18. Tonight, down to 7 below zero. Tomorrow, snow will kick in the afternoon with snow likely tomorrow night into Saturday. We may be talking 4 to 6 or more inches by the time everything winds down on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise, because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's unofficial galaxies from February till the end of April.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Two things happened simultaneously in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court's consideration of the anti-union law called Act 10. First, liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz decided against recusing herself. Republican lawmakers made that request because she voiced opinions about the law during her 2023 campaign. At the same time, the entire court declined to hear the case, for now. The court's decision means the case that seeks to restore collective bargaining rights to nurses, teachers, and other public workers will have to go through the lower appeals court first before it's considered by the state Supreme Court. The NFL Draft 2025 will bring hundreds of thousands of people to Green Bay and the area around Lambeau Field, so one would expect traffic to be affected. However, the first of the road closures related to the draft are just about 6 weeks away. Oneida Street will be closed starting March 28th to allow for the building of the massive draft stage. Then Lombardi Avenue from Marley Lane to Holmgren Way will be closed from April 19th through the 30th. The NFL draft is April 24th through the 26th. After a year of chatter and planning, the NFL Draft 2025 is coming to Green Bay in just about 10 weeks. Businesses throughout the Fox Valley will be impacted with visitors and promotions in the area. The Fox Cities Chamber, Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau, Appleton Downtown, and Future Nina are all partnering to provide updates on the impact that the draft may have on the Fox Cities area. A free webinar, Maximizing the 2025 NFL Draft for Your Fox Cities Business, will be held Thursday, February 27th at 1:30. To register for the webinar, visit the Chamber Events calendar at foxcitieschamber.com. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor coming your way from downtown Oshkosh. It's a cold morning out there, but the roads are not bad. Now watch somebody go 75 and end up in the ditch and say, well, Mino said they weren't bad. I mean, considering what we've had here, they're not, you know, at least on the drive from Green Bay to Oshkosh. But great to have you here. We're talking about your place, Chris Larson, Beckett's Restaurant, Wagner's Market, city council member. You got a full plate.
Couple things going on, yes, and thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, you guys.
Awesome having you here.
You check a lot of boxes. I mean, what I think is cool about, we'll get to the city council part because I have great admiration for you guys, but you know, getting in the restaurant business, the renovation you did, I mean, that's entrepreneurial, and there's a little risk with that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we opened that restaurant in 2008, which you'll recall was the greatest economic climate ever.
Oh, that was a great time.
Yeah, good time to open a restaurant.
Yeah, just the money. The banks couldn't give you enough money.
It was flowing all over.
So that was like that was terrible.
Yep, but it worked. I mean,
good for you, man.
I remember vividly talking to somebody about that after we did that, and there is this claim that if you open, I mean, restaurants, people will always go to, even in the worst economic times, to some degree. So it was good to get through that awful part and then make it work. This is year 18.
And you have a great sister company with Wagner's.
We own both of them, yes. Yeah. So that's 10 years we've been there, so a handful of years into the restaurant. We diversified into a different industry, but it's similar.
And you get some of your actual food from Wagner's, right?
The steaks all come from Wagner's and then lots of other stuff.
Which Wagner's, just for listeners who haven't been there, and I think most people have, is a high-end, high-end neighborhood grocery store? Or?
That's the perfect way to put it in Wisconsin. If we're in New York City, we call it a high-end bodega, but nobody knows what that is.
Right.
So grocery store, because there are 18,000 people in the central city of Oshkosh, and there's no grocery there for them, so we serve those folks, and we see them every day. But 100 types of bratwurst, 800 types of craft beer, craft deli, Boar's Head deli, all that kind of good stuff. So,
and we met each other before. I love that so much.
I know.
I came down here.
I'm sorry.
I just tried to recruit you to, and I'm not the only mayor that came to see you.
You were the only mayor who came to see us, which counts a lot still.
But a lot of people, communities came to see you.
It's a valuable asset, and I said not tooting any horns, but downtown grocery stores used to be everywhere, and now they're not.
Well, and what cities are trying to do now is build this 10-minute city where you can live there, work there, go to the grocery store, go to Mass maybe, but where you can do everything walking in 10, 15 minutes. I mean, those are great communities. And Oshkosh,
You're getting there.
We are. We're lucky that, I mean, it's the last probably handful of years. There was a big study that I'm sure you saw on downtown Oshkosh and the city in general. Yeah. When we recognize what an asset a downtown like this is, and to have a store like that in it is valuable too.
And you can bring a little higher income, which is always nice to have, because then they can support the theater and the arts. So, yeah, I just congratulations to you.
Appreciate you.
And you know, even when I was just driving around here a little bit, I just want to sightsee before I came here.
Yep.
You know, and
it's your first time here?
He got lost.
First time driving by myself.
He got lost.
Oh, I heard that earlier. I'm sorry.
It's a little bit of a confusing town to get around in.
It is.
A little bit, you know, where things are.
One ways and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not, but that's okay.
Something I want to say to DPW or whoever does it. You do have the numbers on the buildings, which helps a lot. Some communities, you know, you drive by. It's
they don't do numbers?
Well, they just don't. No, they have the name, and it's like, yours are. Anyway, it's something I noticed about
it. Okay, one thing, though, that you said people complain about when we were here in July or whatever month it was. Was that, when was that, July? EA and everything? Yeah. Okay, and first thing he said was, oh, my God, I love their sidewalks. They've got the greatest sidewalks. And you said that's the number one complaint you
get. I can't believe we're going to do that right away today.
We're doing that right away.
My pressure was so low. You guys are right. You've got it completely correct. Wide sidewalks on a place like Main Street is a good thing because you get walking traffic.
It was great. It's fantastic.
Keep saying that. Say it louder every day. Say it every show. Open with that.
But I think there's people who would say, well, who wouldn't want that? But
People who have to drive through a downtown think the road is narrower and you have to drive slower.
It's gone from four lanes to two. Oshkosh just
kinda,
did that.
But
it's two. It's three, right? I mean, you got that bike lane and
yeah. My favorite is there. It's going to sound so snarky, but it's early and it is what it is. Every time somebody posts a picture from 1962 of Main Street, people go, look at how much wider the street was. I go, that's because we moved all the buildings in.
They believe you?
No, but still, it's a great answer.
There are some people that do believe you if you say that.
The downtown, 18,000 people, you have what, 75,000 people in Oshkosh?
A little less than that, but still.
Okay, but anyway, the point I want to make is you're also elected to the city council.
Yep.
And sometimes it's hard to get momentum for the downtown because it's so important, yet it's not as dense as it should be. You know what I'm saying? So you've got 18,000 people out of, 70,000?
Yep.
And
it's not a gimme that it's going to work.
No.
Or
the support's going to be there.
Yep. But as we were talking, I mean, we're really blessed to have Discover Oshkosh, which is our CVB, which has become a destination marketing organization instead, more or less. And they recognize and are really good at tooting the horn of what an asset like. I mean, this is four blocks of historic buildings on a body of water in the downtown. That's amazing. People just don't have it.
They don't.
Right.
They don't. And you appreciate that. And there's some communities that maybe took down a little of their history and they're like, why'd we do that? Or people that haven't taken advantage of the water. I mean, that's an asset that people can just love it, whether they use it or not, whether they're boaters or not, just to have it there.
We were the second restaurant on the water in Oshkosh when we opened.
You know what's so cool? You know what's so cool about you guys, though, and just as from in the time we've been dealing for 2 years almost with Oshkosh itself, amazed at the synergy amongst competitors. When you guys do something, it doesn't matter that you want to steal their last dime from customers or whatever, whatever. When you guys come together for a community thing, it's incredible how well you all work together. Where does that come from? Because you don't find that everywhere. I can name some places.
That's a good question. I don't know. You could still point at Discover Oshkosh, I think, for some of it. Because
bring it all together?
Yeah, it is public. I mean, you guys see it. That's a massive page. The reach is huge. It is a media organization to some degree because of what they do and how well they do it. But that's a guiding force for sure.
We have people on here from multiple municipalities, and I want to say, and there's other ones too, but you have a lot of good energy here. I mean, people are optimistic. Some people are like, ugh, the wheels are falling off, or I'm going to go look here or there. But you
don't feel that here. You don't sense that at all.
It's good to hear you say that. That's not always the case here, but
sure.
Well, no, but your persona, what people perceive, and they also, you do big things here.
We do.
I mean, everybody knows EAA, but you have some great concerts on 41. You do the that Christian Music Festival, and I mean, those are
that volleyball thing. How many people does that bring in?
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Yep.
See, that's not a farmer's market, which are great too. You have a great farmer's market here. We've been to
best
that.
Best in the state, we think. Jazz Fest for a plug. That's also me. So that's a good one for me. So
well, you have jazz at your place, right?
Every Wednesday and typically Friday, Saturdays. But the downtown one is I think that's year six for Jazz Fest, five. But it's great, and we close the road and we have a big music festival on the road,
and that works because
it's great.
Elkhart Lake does Jazz on the Vine, and boy, do they.
It's fun.
Okay, for everybody we talk to over the next 60 days, we have to bring it up.
Go
NFL draft, you guys feel like you're in the in the works with that at all, or?
Oshkosh is so, and you can speak to this more than I can, but I'm in it because there's a hotel right next door and people travel to Green Bay, but every home game we see people, so we know that we're going to see people for the draft. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, with four times the people, if you're seeing something for the game, you're going to definitely see it for the draft.
It'll be great. We're excited.
And I think it's going to be, people are going to understand that Oshkosh, even though it's a different city, there's people who drove further in Detroit. And that we're in the city. You know what I mean? So what we have to tell them is, you want to be an hour away? Or,
right.
You know, I mean, I left, it took me 45, 50 minutes to get down here today. I mean, and we're going to have all that off-site parking and then shuttles. And I think they really know what they're doing. So
Oshkosh
should be great. And
yep.
Yeah, I hope, I know you will. You'll benefit from that.
We will, for another sure. thing that we didn't talk about that I think is could have gone the wrong way, and you guys saved it, was the herd situation. A year or so ago. I mean, they're thriving and everything's going great.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that. I love their basketball. And I've done some of their games. I'm going to be doing one in March, I know. But I was really worried. It's like, oh, no. Are we going to, you know. But tell me about that, how you salvaged that whole franchise in some ways.
I don't know who we would be. I don't know that. I mean,
Somebody. That's what I mean. I don't know either.
Yeah, but. That's a tough topic for the morning, but not in a bad way or a good way. I'm not sure it was reported entirely correctly, and it might have been made to seem more dire than it was. I don't think they ever wanted to go anywhere.
Right. But with the whole arena thing, which it was going and everything. So all I'm saying is, you know what? It seems like, and actually Pat was telling us that the day we went to the drive-in here in town last summer, and he was telling me about a group that's coming in that's really serious about, hey, this is our team. We're not going anyplace.
Yep.
Let's make this work.
New management group over there seems to be awesome. The games have always been good, and I think they'll figure it out. That's a huge, big, brand new building, and there's always growing pains when you get into something like that. So I'm glad it works. I mean, as a season ticket holder, I'm ecstatic. So
super.
We're going to go to a little quick break, but you're on the city council.
Yep.
And things are going well here in the city, and correlate that to a good city council and good leadership. I don't know. I want to hear that from you.
Sure.
But boy, can that make a difference in terms of investment in certain areas of the city. And just give some thought. I know it's early, but what are you working on? What are the big projects? And you just got some new.
We're making you think early, aren't
we? No, this is good. That's why I love coming. They're good conversations.
And I also want to touch on, we're living in a country now that's pretty polarized.
Yep.
And I don't know. It just is. And,
yeah.
But I don't think we need to take that same track locally. So I want to talk to you about how, I mean, you must knock on doors with a Trump sign and then you go and knock on doors with
everybody does. Yeah.
You lie
and deceit. That's how it works.
I'd like to think you say,
that's not even that funny a joke right now. Cause we'll get into that in a second. Maybe too. But
I want to talk to you about the politics of being in politics locally at this time in our country. But I know you're doing a great job, and that's really what does it. But all right.
Yep, we are very special guests here, Chris Larson, Beckett's Restaurant / Wagner's Market, city council member. I felt pretty guilty being at your market, though.
Why?
Because I ate kangaroo,
and
2 days before that, we had a baby kangaroo on our show.
That's right.
But it didn't stop you from eating it, though.
Yeah. Well, it did not. It's because it's protein. It is protein.
They claim it's sustainable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they farm it like we do cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to rate that show because it was just not a good family show, segue from having this. And it was the cutest kangaroo ever. And then the next day we're eating kangaroo.
Yeah.
It's like,
we'll put that in the producer. How often do you have a chance to eat kangaroo?
Every day.
Right.
Yeah, if you come to your market every day.
And how often do you have a chance to hold and pet a kangaroo? Like, never.
Exactly.
So that's why.
As
why
long
do we
as
have
you're
to...
not eating the same one.
Well, I think that's what I'm afraid.
It would be really terrible if we had carrying with the kangaroo again, and we're holding it, we're eating a kangaroo
eating
stick.
Eating his mom.
That would not be good.
Yeah. Not good.
Hey, quickly, I want to get back and talk to the politics, but Valentine's Day, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
You
must
be booked up. Do you still have room?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and it's a hard thing to talk about the day before Valentine's.
I know you don't.
We do... think early and late. If you want to make a reservation, make a reservation no matter what. It's just busy. It's good.
And it's Valentine's Day weekend, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't all have to be on the 14th.
No. Believe me, we much prefer it to be on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday and not a Friday night.
What I'm saying, though, is you can have a Valentine's dinner tonight, or you can have one on Saturday or Sunday.
Or next week, Wednesday.
Well, you guys send her to a quick break.
Your
stay
book.
With us, Chris. Chris Larson, Beckett's Restaurant, Wagner's Market, city council member here in downtown Oshkosh, which is where we are at the studios of WISS. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming away from downtown Oshkosh. It's a beautiful morning out there. 10 degrees in Green Bay, 12 in Appleton, 8 in Oshkosh. It's going to be, what, 12 below Monday night, Sunday night? Yeah. 12 below. That's great, though, for the sturgeon spearing. How's that going? I saw it in the paper. They're a little bit slow so far this year, huh?
It's better than last year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
we had warm weather last year, though.
There was no ice last year.
There was no ice. That's right.
This is way better.
Well, this is good. That's good.
It's great to see. Have you driven by and seen it?
I have not.
Find a way to take a path out of town and drive by on your way and just look at the lake. It's amazing. It's the second city. It's incredible.
That's what I was going to say. It's a city.
It's a second city.
It's mind-boggling how big that comes. Yeah.
You cannot even describe it.
Wow. And by the way, I want to say congratulations, because I've never seen somebody shoot him down quicker without even, like, not even, like, leaving a gray area. It just depends on the day. You're like, no.
Right.
Well, but whatever. No. So you're getting used to do that.
It's fair.
So, Chris, you, Beckett's Restaurant, Wagner's, you're on the city council. I want to talk a little bit about the city.
Sure.
And I think the city has good mojo right now, good momentum. And that's, I just read that more. I have a couple friends who live here.
Yep.
The development, the festivals, but they're still homeless and fentanyl, you know?
Yep.
Out of sight, out of mind, or you got a committee that's working on that? How do you guys deal with that? Because everybody wants the NFL draft.
Yep.
And I said to our county executive, I just want you to talk about, every time you talk about the NFL draft, which is a lot, talk about some other issues, because they do need to be balanced. But anyway, are you working on that? Because it seems like your city's like really clean, which is a good sign.
Good to hear, too. I mean, everybody's always, I think, working on it. That's part of all municipal government right now. Some of that comes from being the county seat, and HSS is a big part of it, because county takes care of some of that stuff. But the housing and homelessness is always going to be tough, and that's going to be the top of everybody's list for the, what, next 20 years, 30 years? That's not something you solve, but it's something you keep working on.
You got to manage it.
Yep. Yeah. I'm proud of, and if you watch enough council meetings, and you shouldn't, but if you're paying attention, I'm proud of some of the things we've done here, which isn't what other cities have done. So we've really taken an approach proactively through the Community Foundation and another group that came together with an ongoing committee that looked at the issue and did the best things we could. And we have not yet put in place laws that say don't sleep here or don't park here or don't do this. Instead, we've addressed that with what you're going to see as a remote station downtown for officers who are also trained in social work, who can go out and meet people where they are and offer help. Because what we figured out is that there are pretty good services in Winnebago County, as you know, to a degree. The hardest part is getting people to the ones that they need all the time. So that's part of it. Doesn't put them in a home, which is what I would like to do. I mean, like, we all would. Everybody wants those people to have a place to be. But those first steps of being proactive about addressing the situation where the people are is helpful.
And I think that's great that you're hiring police officers with some social education behind it, because that is the issue. And that they can help them. There's a lot of resources in Winnebago County. There's a lot of resources in Allegheny County. There's
all over.
Because they get a lot of funding from our federal government and from the state. But to connect to those resources, they don't. I mean, is somebody homeless really going to know that this is available or not?
Yes and no, I think. And that's sort of what we identified as the hardest part, right? So being able to get people, and not everybody wants that kind of help, but knowing that it's available and knowing that we have a method to get them to that and them to that is helpful to a degree.
We're I'm glad to hear you're addressing that. Also on the city council, you run for office, right? You knock on doors. We're living in a time where, are you Republican or Democrat?
Right.
I mean, that's the first question.
It's everybody, like, all the time.
It's not like, what about Sixth Street? Mm-hmm. Or what about the waterfront development? It's like, and how do you get around that? Because it's a little toxic right now.
It is. That's fascinating. And you know some of this because you know what I've said about it, what I've done about it to a degree. I'm explicitly nonpartisan, always have been. I like that people don't know what I am or what I do, because that's always the first question. I didn't do yard signs because I don't want my yard sign next to somebody else, because people presume signs are partisan at this point. Everything is partisan.
You got to remind them signs don't vote, but you're right.
So, and I mean, I went so far as to form a PAC. I own a PAC, an actual political action committee. And we give dollars to candidates who pledge to remain nonpartisan in nonpartisan elections. And I fund that personally with my council salary. So every penny I get gets put into the fund, and I give it to people who want to run for office, so that you don't feel beholden to choose a party for city council, because that's insane, for lack of a better word.
It is. And that's city councils weren't designed to be partisan.
On purpose.
Right. Nor was the county. Now, after that, you know, you get to the state level, you got to kind of pick a lane. And there's a lot of reasons for that, and I can agree with some of them, but not most of them. But to that nonpartisan, we went through that a lot, and it's like, you know, purple, are you?
Yeah.
I mean, I was always like, it's a green. I was scared about Green Bay. And
right.
That people say, are you Republican or Democrat? It's like, what's the issue? You know, we don't deal with abortion. We don't deal with the war in the Ukraine. So you got to steer them back. And the other thing I want you to say this, but because I know a little bit about you, you hold listening sessions.
Yes.
I think we've lost a little of that.
Yes. As a plug, there's two coming up this coming Monday, the 17th, because this is an interesting year for property taxes in Wisconsin, because we failed a revaluation, as you know, and that had an effect on the actual tax bill in your mailbox. And that's hard to explain. So we're going to have some joint office hours Monday, the 17th, 1:30 and 6 o'clock. Register online and come and talk about the process. I mean, you know how a levy relates to a mill rate. But not everybody does.
No.
And when you know, it makes it an awful lot easier to understand where the increases and decreases come in your bill.
And I don't know that I buy it. I did an interview yesterday with a friend of mine who's run for office, hasn't won. But, you know, I'm going to lower taxes. Like, the question is, okay, what are you going to cut? Because every dollar you take in, you spend. You don't have a rainy day. I don't know if you have a rainy day fund.
A little bit, but not.
Yeah. Right, not millions of dollars.
Yep.
People like their services. People want lower taxes. How do you do that? How do you deal with that?
That's what we got to figure out. I think where I come from is blatant transparency all the time. And I write a lot of words and I tell everybody all the things. And then I sit down in public and I talk to them also. So I think we figure that out by talking to the people who live in the city. And whatever city it is, that's how you figure it out.
And I think that's good advice for people who want to run for offices. You start getting your advice in the walls of City Hall, you're in trouble. Yep. I mean, you really have to get to the people. And I'm glad you do that. I follow you, and I'm looking forward to higher leadership from you someday. You think about it?
No. How's that for a quick answer, too?
That was your quickest answer today.
I've got enough day jobs.
All right, Chris, thanks for being here.
You bet, you guys.
Good luck
Thank
with
you
your
so
restaurant,
much.
Your Wagner's Market. You're a good guy for Oshkosh.
We'll do it anytime.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, for the person behind you, give a compliment. Random acts of kindness on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Why doing good for others is good for you, too.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. Get ready as winter is heating up at Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake with an electrifying lineup of live music. Arkansas brings high-energy bluegrass with a twist on February 21st. The Sweet Lilies deliver their signature soulful harmonies on February 28th with special guests Adrian and Meredith playing folk punk fun. Soul blues rock powerhouse Jesse Roper comes in with a bang on March 1st. Tickets are selling fast. Grab yours now at ThrasherOperaHouse.com. Thrasher Opera House, a cool little historic venue in downtown Green Lake.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people have been hurt after a driver drove a vehicle into a crowd in Munich, Germany. The suspect, an Afghan asylum seeker, has been arrested. Hamas now says it will release three Israeli hostages as scheduled this week, paving the way toward resolving a major dispute over the Gaza ceasefire. A federal judge granting the Trump administration the green light to move forward with those buyouts for federal workers. However, now it's too late for those who didn't act.
This morning, the window for the more than 2 million federal employees to accept the buyout offer is now closed, as Elon Musk and his Doge team cut the government's workforce under the direction of President Trump. More than 73,000 people accepting that offer before the final email last night.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. Trump has been noncommittal as to whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in talks. This is ABC News.